This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony with you. Next lady on the phone, celebrating 40 years in the business. She's an icon in the Australian cabaret entertainment industry. She began her career in 1960s as one of the original members of the international renowned Lee Girls in Sydney's King Cross. She's also an inspiration behind the motion picture Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and the musical has appeared in numerous television productions during her 40-year career. She joins us on the line. Carlotta, all the way from Gold Coast. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
How are you?
I'm good. Now,
are
you are...
cool.
I know. It's damn hot down here. Is it hot up where you are?
It's different heat. It's humidity up here.
Humidity? Oh, well, there you go. Well, when you come down to Melbourne, it'll be pretty much the same but hot.
Oh, my God. I was hoping it was going to cool down.
Well, it could rain as well. It is Melbourne.
Oh, well, I enjoy Melbourne anyway.
That's great. You've been hiding away for a while. We've got a few questions some of our members have been asking. You ready to go with them?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. This one's from Jay. He says he's read your book and wanted to know, will you be writing again?
I think two books was enough. And I think the last book will probably, because the last book was sort of done in two bits, and that'll come out after I'm getting my angel wings. That will be called The Peas I've Known and The Seas They Still Are, and I won't go any further than that.
Oh, okay. Pat wants to know, does the name Carlotta come from a swimsuit collection or perhaps a bean?
No, it doesn't. I was named by Carlotta by a very famous entrepreneur in the 60s called Lee Gordon, and he named me after Carlotta. She was the Empress of Mexico.
Ooh.
He was into history.
Yes.
He called me Carlotta.
That's a bit of an honour, though.
Yeah, I know. Where it comes from.
Tracy wants to know, what are your views on gay, lesbian and transgender parenting, and have you ever thought about parenting yourself?
Well, I've never thought about parenting myself because of the simple reason I'm named like a postage stamp, and I wouldn't want a child to go through that humiliation at school. But I think if gays can be good parents, I'm all for it, because there are a lot of bad normal parents out there.
That's right. Joshua says, how was your time spent with Stan Zemanek on Beauty and the Beast?
The best times of my life, and I miss him very, very much. He taught me a lot.
He was kind of a bit different to his persona on TV, wasn't he? Like everyone sort of had the look, but behind the scenes?
He was a great actor.
Yes.
He was a great actor, and Stan, if you knew the real Stan, the most gentle soul you could ever meet.
Another one from Phil. Did you work at Bojangles and did you meet Chopper Reed?
No, I didn't work at Bojangles and met a lot of gangsters in my life, but not Chopper Reed.
What's Bojangles?
I don't know what Bojangles is. It must be a nightclub or something.
Yeah, possibly. Tell us about your tour. You're about to come down here to Melbourne?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a one-woman show. It's a combination of my life. It's done with a lot of footage, singing a lot of the songs live, and it's a story about my life from King's Cross up to today.
As everyone knows, like, you come down, you do these shows. What's in the future for Carlotta?
Well, I'm one of those people, because I'm more of a stand-up comic, I could probably go on forever, because a lot of my friends have retired, and they're so bloody bored.
Yes.
So I like to work.
Yes.
And it keeps you young.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the question of retirement's out of the... It's not even on the board yet then.
Well, you know, thanks to God, you know, my health's good and I look pretty good.
Well, you do look pretty good. I'm looking at a photo of you now.
Well, it's just that I look after myself and I enjoy what I do. And I feel... I always say this. I feel sorry for people that are in jobs that they don't like.
Well, yes, I'm loving this job. I get to talk to people like yourself and all the people throughout midsummer. You're going to be down at the Village Green Hotel. I'll tell you who's been down there before you, just to give you a bit of an idea. James Rain, Diesel, Renee Geyer, Damien Leith, Manpower, Male Review was there, and get this one, Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Oh, my God. Where am I going to? Wonderland.
Yes. It is quite a good stage, so you have a captive audience. So,
so
as long as you don't come out looking like Dorothy the Dinosaur.
I haven't got the tail for it anymore.
No. Well, Carlotta, all the best for your tour.
Thank you, my darling. And if there's any late night talkback shows going on your station, please keep me in mind.
I will. Do you want to come down and do them, or would you like us to call you?
It's the only thing I've never done, but they seem to be a bit scared of me for radio.
Well,
I had good training with Stan Simanic.
Well, yeah, you would have. Well, look, I'll let our general manager know, Stephen Hahn, and no doubt...
He'll probably have a heart attack.
He will, but he might even fly you down here. No, not quite. Carlotta, thanks for joining us
here
on Joy 94.
And try and keep cool out of that heat.
I will. No, not a problem.
Okay, God bless.
God bless. Carlotta there, celebrating her 40 years in the business. She's an icon in Australia and the cabaret and entertainment industry. We'd like to thank Village Green and Premier Entertainment.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.